CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 28th of December 2025. Here are the main news headlines. Dr. Julian Ganaway, G3YGF, is now silent key. Become a member of the RSGB Legacy Committee. The RSGB 2026 Convention Planning Team opens the call for proposals. It's with great sadness we share the news that Dr. Julian Ganaway, G3YGF, is now silent key. He volunteered for the RSGB many years ago, most recently on the RSGB Examination Standards Committee and as a corresponding member of the Spectrum Forum. He was made an RSGB Honorary Life President after serving as RSGB President in 1989. Julian's contribution to amateur radio was widespread, and we share a fuller tribute in due course. The RSGB Legacy Fund has resources available to encourage and develop amateur radio. It's overseen by the Legacy Committee, which is a subcommittee of the RSGB Board. The Legacy Committee considers applications from individuals and groups and advises the RSGB Board in reaching its funding decision. It's currently looking for a new member to support this important work to help amateur radio move forward. To find out more, go to rsgb.org/volunteers. Have you been involved in some research or been part of a project that will make amateur radio, which will take amateur radio to new audiences? Perhaps your organisation is working to encourage young people into STEM careers and supporting the radio engineers of the future. Perhaps you have discovered something new in amateur radio or have helped to make the hobby more inclusive and accessible. The Society has started planning its 2026 convention and is offering radio amateurs the opportunity to propose a presentation or a practical activity and be part of the weekend's programme. Submit your proposals on these or any other topics by sending the title and at least one paragraph summary of your suggestion. To convention at rsgb.org.uk. Time is running out to be part of two exciting opportunities to make an impact with the RSGB. The Society is seeking a full-time, highly motivated operations manager to be part of its senior leadership team based at the RSGB HQ in Bedford. It's also looking for a new contractor or agency to work with to support the development of RSGB advertising and contribute to the growth of its publications and digital platforms. If you are a professional, proactive and excited by these or either of these opportunities, go to the RSGB website under careers to find out more. The application deadline for both is the 4th of January 2026. A reminder that the RSGB HQ is closed over the festive season and opens again for business at 8:30 a.m. on Monday the 5th of January. The exams booking system will remain open at rsgb.org/exampay during the festive season, so you can book exams to take on the 5th of January onwards. The RSGB National Radio Centre will be operating reduced opening hours and will shut its doors at 2 p.m. on New Year's Eve and remain closed on New Year's Day. In addition to this, it will be shut for essential maintenance works on the 5th and 6th of January. Outside of these times, volunteers look forward to welcoming visitors as usual. Youngsters on the Air Month 2025 has been filled with some brilliant activity from young people using special call sign GB25 YOTA. Before the year ends, and there's still time to listen out for operators from the RSGB Outreach Team, Bush Valley Amateur Radio Club, the 2nd Marlborough Scouts, Hinderston Radio Society and John, M0NOJ. View the operating schedule at rsgb.org/YOTA-month. The RSGB would like to thank everyone who's been involved in the YOTA month, from supervising young radio amateurs to making QSOs with them. If you've been involved with the event and would like your activity to be in a special feature of the March edition of RadCom, email your photos and reports to radcom@rsgb.org.uk by the 23rd of January 2026. Give something back to the amateur radio community in 2026 by becoming an RSGB volunteer. The Society has a number of opportunities to suit different interests and experience. If you'd like to use your skills to help strengthen the future of amateur radio and to provide services to other radio amateurs, go to rsgb.org/volunteers. Please send details of all your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Note that there'll be no GB2RS broadcasts for Sunday the 4th of January, but many news readers will be holding informal nets in their usual broadcasting slots, obviously not this one, because we're on internet. Now for details of rallies and events, Barkford Radio Rally is taking place today, Sunday the 28th of December, at Davis Hall, Howell Hill, West Camel, near Yeovil, BA227QX. Doors open from 9:30, admission £2, refreshment, free parking available on site. More details, contact Luke on 07870 168197 or email luke@mymixradio.co.uk. Sunday the 25th of January 2026, Lincoln Shortwave Club Winter Radio Rally takes place at Festival Hall, Caister Road, Market Raisin, LN83HT. This is an indoor event with ample free parking. The doors will be open from 10 a.m. Admission is £3. Tables cost £10 to book. £10 to book tables, or for more information, contact Steve, M5ZZZ, on 0777 769 9069, or email m5zzz@outlook.com. Special event news. A series of special event stations is on the air from the Netherlands during the festive period. Recently, the PD25 Ho 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 station was worked on the 20 metre bands using SSB. More information about this station and others in the series can be found at qrz.com. Special call sign GB70RS is in use to celebrate the 70th anniversary of RSGB's weekly news service, GB2RS, which has been running continuously since the 25th of September in 1955. A team of amateurs is using the call sign on a variety of bands and modes, QSL via the Bureau, Logbook of the World and EQSL. More information via the GB70RS page at qrz.com. DX News, Todd AF4CZ is active as TG5 stroke call sign from Guatemala until the 5th of January. He's operating mostly FT8 and FT4 on the 40 to 10 metre bands. QSOs will be uploaded to Logbook of the World, EQSL and Club Log. Yannick F6FYD is active as CN2YD from Marrakesh in Morocco until the 31st of March. You can find him on SSB at 20 to 10 metre bands, QSL via F6FYD directly or via the Bureau. Contest news, the Stu Perry Top Band Challenge started at 1500 UTC yesterday the 27th and ends at 1500 UTC today the 28th of December. CW on the 160 metre band, the exchange is your 4-character locator. Today the 28th of December, RSGB 70 Megs Christmas Contest runs from 1500 to 1700 UTC, all modes on the 4-metre band. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Tomorrow the 29th, RSGB 144 Megs Christmas Contest runs 1500 to 1700 UTC, all modes on the 2-metre band. Exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. And also tomorrow the 29th, the RSGB youth team will be active with the GB0Y call signs during the IARU Youth on the Air contest. The exchange is signal report and operator age. More information about the contest is available at ham-yota.com/contest. Tuesday the 30th of December, RSGB 432 Megs Christmas Contest runs 1500 to 1700 UTC, all modes on the 70 centimetre band. Exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Saturday the 3rd of January, RSGB 1840 metre CW contest runs 1300 to 1700 UTC. CW on the 1840 metre bands, exchange is signal report and serial number. On Saturday the 3rd of January, the Marconi Club's QSO party runs 0700 to 2100 UTC, CW on the 80, 40 and 20 metre bands. Exchange your signal report and serial number. Listen for operators calling CQMCD. Now for the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA-G3YLA on the 23rd of December. They write, we have had some solar ups and downs over the past week. A high-speed stream from a large coronal hole has kept the KP index high at times, and the solar flux index has been relatively low due to a lack of sunspots. The coronal hole has been massive, covering from the sun's south pole right up to and past the solar equator. Nevertheless, there's been DX about, including PZ30Z in Suriname on 80 metres, FT8, and 40 metres CWZS7 and ANF in Antarctica, on 30 metres CW, and TG9ADM in Guatemala on 10 metres CW. Also spotted have been some of the 12 Days of Christmas stations in the US, including W2R-5 in Arizona on 15 metres CW. Let's have a look at HF propagation over the next 2 weeks. According to NOAA, we may be in for a bumpy ride. The KP index is predicted to rise to 6 on the 30th of December and stay high until January. Meanwhile, at the same time, the SFI is predicted to rise to 170. The best time for HF may be after the 3rd of January, when the KP index is predicted to fall to a more reasonable 2 or 3, while the SFI remains in the 150s to 160s range. There should be plenty of activity on HF with the GQRP Club's Winter Sports running up until the 1st of January in a whole range of contests, from the RSGB's AFS-CW contest from 1300 hours UTC to 1700 UTC on the 3rd of January, to the Marconi Club ARI Loano QSO party from 0700 hours UTC to 2100 hours UTC, also on the 3rd of January. Keep an eye on the www.contestcalendar.com for updates. We hope you have a happy new year and look forward to bringing you more HF propagation news in 2026. Now for the VHF and up. They write, the Christmas week saw brief cold easterly around Christmas Day, then milder air returned around the top of the large area of high pressure. We go through the next week with the high pressure just to the north or west of Britain, and this will bring a more northerly flow across the country, and although initially milder, will become colder again for the second half of the week. Since it's primarily high pressure week, there's always a chance of tropo, but not everywhere. It suggested you look for regions of cloud and fog for the best paths, since it shows that there is moisture under the inversion, a good thing for tropo. Solar conditions are likely to offer prospects for aurora, and since the period is between two meteor showers, with the second one, the Quarantids, peaking on the 4th at the end of the week. Finally, a note to follow up on last week's heads up for midwinter sporadic E. It's certainly worth checking for digital modes and quite possibly for SSB stroke CW on 10 metres and 6 metres if there are signs of activity. For EME operators, moon declination is rising again and path losses are decreasing as we head towards perigee on the 2nd of January, the point where the moon is closest to Earth. 144 meg sky noise remains low until the 14th to the 18th of January. And that's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me also. Happy New Year to all our listeners, and see you next week. The week after.